Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Scott, I think we can finally put the debate in our rearview mirror. We talked about the debate for so long, finally here, and we have analyzed it now, and let's get on with the last 3 weeks of this campaign. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Robert Selig, Executive Director, Capital Region International Airport. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Hey, Jack. How's it going?
Just fine. Well, some big news, and people who had wondered about air service, was it going to grow? Would it continue to shrink in some ways? Some very encouraging news.
Well, yeah, if you're referring to Sun Country Airlines,
I am.
Tomorrow we're introducing Michigan to Sun Country Airlines and vice versa. We're also celebrating the fact that Sun Country has decided to launch service out of Michigan through Lansing to five brand new destinations. We've got the Orlando and Fort Myers and Las Vegas, an expanded service to Cancun, Mexico, and then the new arrival is nonstop service to Jamaica.
Well, obviously, Sun Country saw something that made them think this was the way to go. They liked what Lansing and Capital Region International Airport had to offer.
Well, when you look at it, the Florida destinations and Las Vegas were abandoned by Allegiant Air,
right,
in 2009, even though they were successful. And so they're coming in and they're filling that void. Apple Vacations is the primary the primary provider of the deals for Cancun and Jamaica, and the Cancun flights were really successful last year, and so they're expanding those. So they're really, Sun Country is just coming in and they're building on a good successful history here.
Bob, what can you tell us about Sun Country? A lot of people not familiar with that airline, and maybe taking a wait and see attitude.
Well, they've been around for over 20 years. They've been based out of Minneapolis, Minnesota,
mm-hmm,
for all of that time, and they're basically have been a charter operator, operating like Allegiant Air did.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time before Allegiant was an airline. And so they've got lots of experience in providing and flying this type of product. They've got brand new aircraft, 737-800 aircraft, and they just really have a good reputation for service. Like Southwest, they're not going to charge you, I understand they're not going to charge for bags, and their goal is not to nickel dime the customer like some of the low fare carriers have started doing. They just want to provide good service for a reasonable price and make sure everybody has a good time, and that's how they've made their money over these years.
Bob, how competitive is it to get a carrier like this to come to your community, and why Lansing? Why not say Grand Rapids? What was the difference here for Sun Country?
Well, I think that sometimes being really down in your business, when Delta and Northwest merged, they reduced the flight schedule significantly. Then Allegiant left, abandoned, and basically they saw that the customer base that was abandoned by those two airlines was very significant, and so it turned out to be a really almost an easy decision for them. Although we worked with them for almost 12 months to convince them to make the move. But then once they did, they gave us really more than we ever anticipated,
mm-hmm,
because what they're really doing here is setting up a whole new base. It's a brand new strategic plan for them. So they're going to operate out of out of Lansing and mid-Michigan like they have for 20 years out of Minneapolis. And so they're locating crews here, maintenance people here, aircraft here. And so these planes are literally, and the crew is literally an investment, a commercial investment into this community, that's valued at millions of dollars.
Do we know how many jobs resulting from this in the community?
Oh, we're looking at 20, around 20 jobs. Okay. Overall that it's affecting.
Bob, what happened to the Allegiant customers who were abandoned? Were they just frustrated? They have to go to Detroit if they wanted to take these kinds of trips, or are they just unserved, waiting for this day?
Well, I think that some of them did go to Detroit, and they were using airlines out of there. Others tried other airports, other services on other airlines and other airports. But then there's a lot of people like on the Las Vegas. The Las Vegas just kind of dried up, and so they're just kind of waiting for that to return. And I think it was that type of demand out there, and the proof that we were able to show the airline that Mid-Michigan does support its airlines when you give them a good product. And so Sun Country is pretty excited about this, as we are.
I know we're going to talk with some people tomorrow about this as well, but is there a rough estimate of the number of customers who can be served, or how many passengers can take advantage of these services over the course of a year?
Well, there's 162 seats on every flight, so you can, we're looking at.
I'm really testing your math skills here.
We're looking at like 11 flights a week.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's got to be tremendous for a lot of people here who are looking for opportunities, and won't be long, and the weather won't be what it is today. And boy, these destinations are sounding better and better.
Well, and the real advantage is that. For the international flights now, you can plan on you don't have to take a week-long flight. You can take a long weekend. So with four flights a week to Cancun, you can pick your days of the week pretty much and decide if you want to leave on a Thursday and come back on a Monday. You can do any combination of that you want to. And the same with Florida and Las Vegas. So you really have the ability to tailor your trips to suit your budget, and it enables you to take two or three trips if you want to instead of all at one time in a week.
Robert Selig, Executive Director, Capital Region International Airport. Some big news with Sun Country Airlines and new flights out of Lansing. Thanks so much, Bob. I appreciate it.
Thank you.